today, April the 20th, also known as 420, is a bit of a holiday for marijuana enthusiasts, a day when they get together to smoke what has traditionally been an illegal drug. That on its own is not necessarily news, but it is the backdrop this morning for this notion, the idea that Idaho is seeing a sharp decline in the number of new police recruits, in part because it's easier than ever to smoke pot legally. The Twin Falls Times News this week detailed the trend. One of the paper's sources was Don Hall, a former police sergeant in Twin Falls who now teaches law enforcement recruits at the College of Southern Idaho. Hall says he's watched recruit numbers fall as places like Colorado and Washington have legalized recreational marijuana.
At the same time, our state became more restrictive when it came to marijuana use for potential law enforcement employees. It used to be about a two-year window. You couldn't have used any marijuana for 2 years prior to entering a program like ours or going through a post-academy. Recently, they changed that to 3 years. And I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing more and more students struggling with that. I had a student a few months ago that came to see me, really sharp young man, ready to come in, was 25 years old, but he lived in Colorado 10 months ago, and he partook in marijuana 10 months ago where it's legal. Came here, and I had to look at him and say, it's going to be at least 2.5 years before you can come through our program.
Do you think that's an outdated rule at this point, considering the trend with marijuana?
Well, I'm going to tell you, first of all, I need to preface this. I am not a legalization of marijuana person. I am not an advocate of that. Okay, I don't think that we need any more intoxicants legalized in our nation. But with that being said, and what's going on in the nation, I think it's antiquated, especially when you consider it, you put it side by side with alcohol use. Someone can get a DUI, or let's just say someone can utilize alcohol illegally because they're under 21, and it doesn't even pop up on our radar screen. We don't ask the question, have you used alcohol as a minor? That's not even a question that we ask. We do ask, have you ever used marijuana? Okay, and when's the last time you've used it? So if let's say you did get arrested for a misdemeanor charge of illegal consumption of alcohol because you were 20 at the time, the rule for that is if you were convicted, 2 years you have to wait to come to our program. But not even a conviction with marijuana, if you've even used it, it's 3 years. To me, that doesn't make any sense.
And by the way, we should ask, you're not actually testing these people. I don't think you can go back that far and test marijuana use for 3 years. Perhaps I'm wrong, but this is just an honor system where you're asking a question and the recruit, the potential student, is answering.
Well, kind of. Yeah, we don't test for marijuana use that far back. You're right. It would not be in their system anymore. But we do ask an interview when they come into are getting ready to come into the program, which is always followed up just prior to them coming into the program with a polygraph examination. So with okay. That being said, we find out if they have or not.
Gotcha. Okay. You're a police officer. You know this law enforcement community in this state very well. How tough of a sell is it going to be to get that 3-year requirement relaxed, if in fact that's a big hindrance to getting enough officers ready to be on the streets?
Well, I think it's going to dictate what we do. Now, again, I don't know of any law enforcement agency that want to reduce their standards, essentially, other than in this area, there needs to be some flexibility and for their departments to work through this issue. So we certainly don't want a habitual user of marijuana or any other drugs becoming police officers, because that is going to be detrimental. They've shown some issues there. But if a one-time use or a infrequent use when they were younger, maybe that there needs to be some more flexibility in that range. If somebody was at a party and they were passing around a marijuana, and they took one hit, they have, and that's the only time they've ever used it, they have to wait 3 years from that point.
And you don't think that necessarily precludes them from becoming a good police officer?
No, I think that we've all have made mistakes or poor judgments in our life. It's like when we were 20. Did this same recruit potentially open up a beer or have someone pass a beer and have a sip? Yeah, that's the wrong thing to do because it's against the law. I'm not saying that it's right, but it's the wrong thing to do. But there's got to be some flexibility in this area.
That's Don Hall, who oversees the law enforcement program at College of Southern Idaho in Twin Falls.